Okay, Madam Clerk, item number six, please.
Item number six from Corporation Counsel, recommending payment in the amount of $50,000 plus interest, plus reinstatement and pension service credit in settlement of Mary Castro versus Milwaukee County, ERD case number CR2008-00720, U.S. District Court case number 10C0444.
Thank you. Attorney Grady, this is your baby.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I can go through the memo, although I can easily read it. I guess I'd rather defer to questions if there are any. So just real briefly, just so you have a summary of what you're approving. The ultimate settlement here was brokered, if you want to call it that, during a mediation session with U.S. Magistrate Judge Gorenz, who is not assigned to this case. It's assigned to a different judge. And I had with me Mr. Mee from the insurance company, and obviously the other attorney and Ms. Castro were there. The insurance company agreed to pay the $50,000 here for attorney's fees as part of our deductible. They're on board with this. The rest of it, I will tell you my primary goal in the settlement was to avoid using tax dollars as much as possible, partially just because that's always our goal, but also because the sheriff's office doesn't want their budget impacted. And I get that. It's true of every department. They don't want their budget impacted by a back pay award or things like that. So we try to avoid that. In this case, Ms. Castro, should she be successful in court, would be allowed to claim or be entitled to claim back pay for, at this point, about 3.5 years, about 4.5 years. Along with that, she would get everything that goes with that, things like payment of any health insurance expenses that weren't covered by health insurance. She would get pension service credit. She would get all the things that go with back pay. And then she would be entitled to pay and suffering if she can prove it. She would be entitled to attorney's fees, again, subject to the amount being proven. And so the claim here is substantially more than $50,000 of attorney's fees, number one. We did not agree to pay anything with respect to pain and suffering because, again, Mutual didn't want to pay it. We didn't think it was appropriate in the settlement. But what we did agree to do is essentially put her on the books for a day as an employee, give her back her 3.5 years of service credit, which she would have gotten had she been successful. We aren't giving her any back pay. But through the use of that 3.5 years of service credit and putting her back as an active employee, she would be eligible to immediately retire and then begin receiving a pension going forward. Not retroactively, but going forward. And so that's what the settlement does. It's achieved without any direct tax levy being used. I mean, obviously, pensions have a cost, but it comes out of the pension fund. And so that's the settlement. It's $50,000 from the Mutual, restoration of 3.5 years of service credit, and her ability to immediately retire.
Thank you. Supervisor Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, I move approval of item number six.
Item six. Okay. Any comments? If not, item six on the motion of Supervisor Johnson. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisor Saris?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
No.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Six ayes, one no.
Okay, I look to Supervisor Harris.